This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Keep in mind, as you hear this, James Comey, former FBI director, is talking about assassinating Donald Trump, about telegraphing that it'd be an okay thing if somebody assassinated Donald Trump. That's what 86 means. He knows it. I know it. You know it. Listen to the casualness here.
You are back in the middle of a political firestorm.
Yeah, for walking on the beach with my wife, so I don't know how we ended up here. Never occurred to me that it was any kind of controversial thing, but that's the time we live in.
So take me back to the walk on the beach.
We were walking on the beach. We went to the beach to prepare for this week, which was the launch of my book, and to think about the book and to prepare to answer questions about it. And we were walking back towards the road, and we saw in the sand someone had arranged shells with numbers. And Patrice, my wife, said, "Why would someone put an address in the sand?" And I said, "I don't know." And we stood over it, and I said, "You know, I think it's some kind of like political message." And she said, "You know, 86, when I was a server," she did a lot of work in restaurants, "meant to remove an item from the menu when you ran out of ingredients." And I said, "Well, to me, as a kid, it always meant to leave a place, to ditch a place." I said, "That's really clever." So then she said, "You should take a picture of that." And I did. And I posted it on my Instagram account and thought nothing more of it until I heard through her that people were saying it was some sort of a call for assassination, which is crazy. But I took it down. I don't, even if I think it's crazy, I don't want to be associated with violence of any kind.
Look, as smart as you guys are, all you had to hear was that clip on MSNBC with Comey. You know what he's doing. He's marketing his book. And that is what's so incredible. If you want to make max payola off your book right now, and you're marketing it to the Democrat base, obviously he is, he's on MSNBC. What do you talk about? Assassination, killing him, murder. Am I wrong? No, it worked. Comey's everywhere. They can't get enough of him. What I've been saying on my show, the first person who openly calls for the assassination of Donald Trump is going to be the most popular man in the Democrat Party and probably the person who ends up as their nominee. Everybody's trying to figure out how to get in on it without actually going to prison. Comey knows. Y'all, go over to Blue Sky. You know, their social media outlet. Oh, it's nothing but hashtag 8647. All over the place. I mean, it was ridiculous. And not a single person saying, "Hey, y'all, you know, we don't want to be saying that. I mean, it kind of means assassinate the president." I went in this morning again to search it for this podcast, and they disabled the search. You can't search for it anymore. But it's still live on X, the hashtag 8647 Donald Trump. All the liberal accounts are using it. They loved it. Folks, these are the same people I did a whole podcast about back when Luigi Mangione committed his famous crime. And he started trending on X. And it was like every other post was how wonderful this is. And we need to assassinate more people. Folks, the bloodlust on the left is like I've never seen it. Comey knows. That's where he hangs out. He knows exactly what to say. Don't doubt me, folks. Comey's not the first to try to tap into this. Remember CNN last month? They had that deranged lunatic former reporter for The Washington Post and New York Times, Taylor Lorenz, on to explain that the biggest audience growth she's ever had, she's a social media influencer now, is when she started taking up for Luigi Mangione, the murderer of the UnitedHealthcare CEO.
Murderers of all sorts, and we give them Netflix shows. There's a huge disconnect between the narratives and the angles that sort of mainstream media pushes and what the American public feels. And you see that in moments like this. And I can tell you, I saw the biggest audience growth that I've ever seen because people were like, "Oh, somebody, some journalist is actually speaking to the anger that we feel."
Yep. Taylor Lorenz had such big audience growth, CNN had her on to see if they could piggyback on it. That's how you got that audio I just played. It's from their interview with her. As if this is normal. Here's how Lorenz sees it. Where the Democrat base is mentally right now is what I mean.
The women who got her outside course in New York.
So you're going to see women especially that feel like, oh my God, right? Like, here's this man who... who's revolutionary, who's famous, who's handsome, who's young, who's smart. He's a person that seems this like this morally good man, which is hard to find.
Yeah, I just realized women will literally date an assassin before they swipe right on me. That's where we are.
In the Democrat Party? Yeah, he's not wrong. That's what Comey is tapping into. Now, these people are generally, being Democrat, more mentally unstable than the rest of the population. That's not me taking a swipe at them. That is Gallup polling. That's like every poll out there. This is who Comey's trying to sell his book to. He has read them perfectly. By the way, they started out with low-level mental illness, some of the medium level, but the Democrat media has spun them out completely. So much so, they think they're living through a Hitlerian revolution, through the actual rise of the Nazi Party in America. And as women do, they want a man to put a stop to it. Violently. And honestly, who can blame them? When you turn on Democrat media and you hear leaders of your party, like Tim Walz, guy just ran for vice president with Kamala Harris, speaking at the University of Minnesota and saying this about ICE.
Donald Trump's modern day Gestapo is scooping folks up off the streets. They're in unmarked vans, wearing masks, being shipped off to foreign torture dungeons. No chance to mount a defense, not even a chance to kiss a loved one goodbye. Just grabbed up by masked agents, shoved into those vans, and disappeared.
And that's exactly what James Comey's tapping into here on MSNBC.
Your position, even after all of this, the Secret Service calling you and bringing you in for questioning, is that the phrase, the message on the shells, was political speech and is political speech.
Yeah, by somebody. I actually didn't think of it as political speech by me, but I thought, what a clever way to express a political view. The shells were the same color for each of the letters, so different colors for the letters. It took a lot of work. Somebody with artistic flair did that, and I have a hard time believing it was anybody with a dark intention, and it certainly was no dark intention on my part, on my spouse's part.
He's talking about a call for assassination, folks. But this is so normal on the left now, they're actually casting him as the victim. But this normalization of violence on the left, bloodlust, not just a theory of mine, it was actually documented in this Rutgers University study a few months back. The study noted that the acceptance of political violence on the left has surged since the near fatal attempt on Trump's life in Butler, Pennsylvania. And it also points out the glorification of Luigi Mangione, who stalked and murdered the UnitedHealthcare CEO, cold blood, total execution style. They loved it. The Rutgers study found those who outright justify the murder of Donald Trump, 55% on the left. 58% said violence against Tesla dealerships is an acceptable form of protest. Tulsi Gabbard, the highest ranking intelligence official in the country, gets it.
There was a Rutgers study that just came out a little over a month ago, Jesse, and over 55% of respondents felt that murdering President Trump would be, quote unquote, somewhat justified. This is the effect of people like James Comey doing this kind of stuff. This study also pointed out that there is a quote unquote assassination culture that is starting to take over the views of what they call the extreme left. We, the American people, cannot take this lightly. Whatever your politics, we cannot allow people to get by without being held accountable for this kind of public call to assassinate the President of the United States.
Folks, this has happened before. I've talked to you for many years about the Russian Revolution. Lasted 19 years before it went hot. But what an incredible 19 years it was. And I've been saying for a very long time, the Democrats are copying the template of the Russian Marxist Revolution. The reason they are doing that is because most Marxist revolutions have happened in countries where the people have already been disarmed. It's very easy. Russia was not like that. America is the same way. They were heavily armed, and the Marxists didn't have anything like a majority. So how did they manage the revolution? They made it hip. They made it cool to throw acid in cops' faces. That's how it started. After a while, their torture and killing crews were going to the homes of politically unpopular people and killing them in front of their families, torturing them first and then bragging about it. This made them incredibly popular, but it happened gradually over about 19 years. In fact, people were clamoring to give money to the organizations sponsoring these violent Marxists. After a while, even when they went on trial for murders, torture, assaults, all of that stuff, nobody dared convict them. The crews would show up at the judge's house, at the jury's house. You couldn't do it. Within just two decades, no one dared speak out against them. And what's so remarkable about that is that all of this occurred pre-1919, when the Marxists hadn't even seized control of the government yet, but managed to silence the population through fear anyway. They've done this before. This is how it starts. They did it over 20 years in Russia, and it worked. By the end of it, no one dared speak out against them. From Luigi Mangione to James Comey, the left is gradually normalizing the idea of assassinating those who oppose them. And folks, this is not new. It's what they've done in country after country since their hero, Karl Marx, first published the Communist Manifesto in 1848.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fail to stand up to them now, and it always ends the same way. With anyone who opposes them dead. It's history. Read it. At the same time, Joe Biden had already begun to do the other thing Marxists always do, silence their opposition through government censorship, while demanding for themselves the right to free speech, and then insisting that their free speech, yes, includes violence. Folks, there are examples of this every single day now. Today's example, Monica McIver, congresswoman, who was caught on camera at that New Jersey ICE facility, which houses criminally dangerous illegal immigrants. She's caught on video repeatedly, violently assaulting ICE officers. And she doesn't even dispute that she did it. She's just mad she's been indicted because she says she was fulfilling her lawful oversight responsibilities. Never mind, the Department of Homeland Security explained that for that facility and all the other federal facilities they operate, any member of Congress can have a tour whenever they want, but they have to make an appointment beforehand. She simply showed up, and when she wanted to be let in and they told her she couldn't, she beat them. Listen to this line from her statement on the criminal charges against her by the Department of Justice. Why she felt she had to do this, but also why, as a Democrat, she felt justified. She says, ICE agents created an unnecessary and unsafe confrontation when they chose to arrest Mayor Baraka. So she physically intervened. Why? She's a Democrat. These are her free speech rights. They include hitting and kicking and screaming in the face of law enforcement. This is how Marxists operate. At the same time, they take away your rights so that eventually you're simply terrified to act and they roll right into power. And it's working. This is why whoever runs Blue Sky, the app, had to disable the search for 8647. It says it's temporarily unavailable. You should have seen the results yesterday. I wish I'd screenshotted them. Ed Krasenstein is a liberal influencer on Twitter and a pretty popular one. Here's his version of this after he tweeted 8647 and got the expected result he was looking for, a visit from the Secret Service. his position is now the left's position. I should be able to tongue-in-cheek and maybe even outright call for the assassination of Donald Trump as part of my free speech. This is all very normal. Folks, you've lived in this country for a long time. Is that normal? Did we do that in the 90s, the 80s? No, we did not.
The Secret Service agents were extremely friendly. They were like, yeah, we understand. It's just something we have to do because Washington told us to. Washington told them to come give me a visit. That's what he said. Trump wants to be a dictator, and I will not be intimidated into not voicing my opinions or my dissent against him, ever.
Why do those liberal men always sound like women? Anyway, you're hearing that now. It's being equated. They are learning. If I want to assassinate Trump, I should be able to say so, or my First Amendment rights have been violated. In case you're wondering what part of the Russian Revolution you're living through, the part where they normalize the violence and make it cool. So it won't be shocking to any part of their movement, their base. But they absolutely want the violence to be shocking to us. We're the ones who are supposed to be intimidated. Oh, and by the way, that other part I told you Biden had begun, the silencing of half the country. Holy cow. Just the news has this out today. Remember the National Endowment for Democracy? Yeah, USAID and the State Department were funding that, supposedly to combat misinformation. Well, they passed the money onto something called the Global Disinformation Index, and it's U.S.-based affiliate, something called AN Foundation. Well, get this. Internal reports just leaked from there, and it turns out they were spending millions of your taxpayer dollars not on combating mis and disinformation, no, no, in, quote, suppressing the reach of Donald Trump's messaging. They bragged that they had reduced advertising dollars, $100 million that should have flowed to conservative news outlets, but instead they managed to divert through lobbying. Let me translate, intimidation. Now, look, your Google, your YouTube, your Mark Zuckerberg, they show up and suggest, they're from the government, well, they're funded by the government, suggest, hey, you know, you might want to repress that speech there. You know what's left implied? Or there could be an SEC investigation, could be an IRS audit, maybe both, who knows? Folks, understand what this means. Every time they win, from here on out, just even win the presidency, from here on out, we lose. Our basic Bill of Rights, civil rights protections gone, and we don't know if we'll ever get them back or if we'll have to shoot our way out of it. This is going to become the norm. It has become the norm. They are in office. We don't get to speak. They use intimidation on the one hand and violence that this podcast is about on the other. By the way, among the news outlets that they bragged about demonetizing, taking more than $100 million worth of advertising revenue that should have rightly been theirs by hits and clicks, the New York Post, founded by Alexander Hamilton, the oldest newspaper in the country and the one of the few mainstream media publications right off the bat that got the Hunter Biden laptop story correct. Demonetized. Damn. And they made you and me, the taxpayer, pay for it all.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.